Chris joining us?
No. So, welcome all. It's Monday, August the 26th, 4:30. I'll open the meeting of the Board of Commissioners for the River Grove Water District. Everyone is present but Chair Roth, so I'm sitting in as secretary, I guess, today. So, let's just go ahead and start right away. Anybody with public comment on the phone? And there's no one present here, so no public comment. Review and approval of the minutes. Anyone have any changes?
I move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
It's been moved by Grant and seconded by Sherry to approve the minutes. Any discussion?
Nope, looks good.
All in favor of the minutes as drafted, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that's unanimous. Okay, General Manager's Report.
Janine. Alrighty. Got a lot to cover, so.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear about this
school. We will start. Time. All right. So, I will try to speak loud. I am getting over a very severe case of COVID. So, don't have a lot of strength, but we will make it through. All right, fire hydrant installation. The three hydrants for this year have been completed, Pilkington Road and Redleaf Street, Marlin Court, which we consider our bonus hydrant, and the hydrant at Tualatin and Chinook Court. Everything's been paid for, and we're waiting for a final invoice from the contractor on the Chinook Court. Annual meter replacement program, as I briefed the board at the last meeting, our annual 70 meters have been replaced, and now we're on our special project of getting rid of all meters 24 years of age and older. And we're about, now with today's work, about 60% completed on that. We should have that completed by the next board meeting. Reservoirs 1 and 2 restoration. J.F.D. Thomas reached out. They will be here within the next week, though they did not give me a firm date. To paint the reservoirs and to get those done.
Or a clarification, that's exterior painting, right?
Correct.
Okay, not interior.
No, and interior is very good on those reservoirs. Production versus consumption report. I want to again draw the attention to the board, and I've been preaching this now for at least the last four billing cycles, so almost a year. As our rates increase, you know, you have price elasticity, and you can always expect at least a 1-2% drop in consumption for every 10% in a rate increase that you do. So this was a little alarming to me that we were our revenue was almost $25,000 down from what we normally have for our August billing. As you know, August and October are two largest billing cycles. So we'll keep our eye on that. Our water loss, you know, continues to be steady, remain the same. So there's no concerns that I have in there. I think that starting in 2025, we might go over and hit that area on Tualatin where we know there's a leak and see if that's increased. Put the device down and let's see what we can hear. But as of right now, production consumption, I'm quite happy with that and no alarm for the board. Annual backflow testing, we only have 5 weeks left. Amber did a wonderful job. She got emails for those customers that we didn't have reports on. She emailed them. So this time last year, we were at 57%. As of today, with everything she's gotten in from the time when I did the manager's report, we're now at 64%.
So, Janine, the guy that does our area, mm-hmm. Dynamic, I called them. They'll be starting to come out in a week or two.
Right. I called them as well and got the same answer.
They had another district who had to have their stuff in this month, so
right.
He was focusing on them first, and then.
Right. I tell everybody every time I get a phone call, I try to use it as an opportunity for education, and I wish everybody would get theirs done in March and April before the irrigation season starts. And every year we sweat this, and as of right now, we have over 200. So if we have to do tags on those and do shutoffs, the guys are, the water operators are just going to be just inundated, and it's not going to be a fun time for the district.
But you know, it usually seems to work out. It's usually photo finish, but it works out.
But it does because you don't see the work that goes into it. We deliver over 200 tags. That takes 3 days of our operators' times out there delivering tags. I'll take the vehicle and I go deliver tags. And it shouldn't be like this. This is our fourth year in customers being responsible to have their backflows tested. And I actually think for next year that I think that we should make our reports due 31 July. Because the work then starts here for the district. All those have to be reviewed. All those have to be logged in. All the testers have to be looked up to make sure that they were certified. And we have a lot of legwork that we have to do by December. And the staff is constantly put under the gun in getting our stuff done because we have that August 30th date. And I try to do our September 30th date. And I think next year we need to move for a close of August date when these reports are due. It's we constantly cut off our nose to spite our face. And I think 4 years is enough ample time for people to be aware. We have people, if you look on this, that have failed back in March or April, and they still don't have those backflow reports, those backflow devices repaired and retested. And we've sent out notices to them. So it's a lot of work behind the scenes that we do to reach that 100%. And if we want to be a type of district that only goes with the status quo and just cares about the 70 that the state cares about, but I don't know, would you want to drink a glass of water from a district that's 100% cross-connected past or a district that has 70%, you know, compliance? For me, there's no question. We do our job. We need to do it right. And our customers need to comply with the state requirements.
If you wanted to change the compliance date to, say, July 31, that would require board approval, wouldn't it?
August. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We would do a resolution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not on the table for today.
No, it's not on the table.
Let's talk about it next meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we had 32 visitor requests, and we had one emergency call out for the weekend. It was a delinquent account that decided to pay. Our revenue billing, I addressed that. We're about $25,000 lower than what we normally would be in August. Hmm. Our new rate increase went into effect August 1st, and the newsletter went out notifying customers of the new rate increases, as well as some other nice little tidbits. Our medical dental employee health care plan, I put that as an attachment out on the website so you all could look at it. It's really good news, that 15.55% decrease and an 8.9% decrease on the dental plan.
Wow.
So it's already been processed.
I can't remember the last time I saw that.
And so I know when on our medical benefit officer called me, Crystal, she's like, "Are you sitting?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, I thought it was going to be bad news." And I said, "Yeah, I'm sitting." And she said, "Oh my gosh, you guys are just once in a lifetime."
A lot of pharma stuff's went mm-hmm. down because of the federal government negotiating that. So
yeah, so I said, "Well, we'll take it. You know, we'll take whatever." So that helps out a lot. Annual audit was completed on the 17th of July, and Russ Reese will be here next month at 4:30 to kick off the board meeting and to brief the audit results. Employee training, we did a lot of training. This is an even comprehensive list of what we did. We did, all employees, we completed probably over 30 OSHA courses between all of us. We did do the first Red Cross first aid, adult CPR, and the AED. We actually went down and got trained on that and passed the AED.
Do we have an AED?
No. No, we do not.
Why not?
That was something that Commissioner Patterson brought up about 2 or 3 years ago. And actually, the CPR and Red Cross first training, if you're within 5 minutes response from an emergency facility, i.e. the fire station, we're not even required to go through the training. We went through the training because as I get further down on capital improvements of everything that went on down on Marlin Court. But I go back and forth on an AED. The training was much simpler than what I thought, but you're responsible for keeping it current, up to date, the actual device itself.
Yeah.
And if you do something wrong, again, there's a huge liability and you have to get consent. And then you get into a question whether they're giving you consent. Are they saying if they're having a heart attack or something, you know, I'm trained, do you give me consent to, you know, treat you or to help you? And if that's not clear and concise, you're opening yourself up for the liability. I think that with our radios and with our phones, and we all have the cell phones and we have radios in our vehicles, the handheld ones, that we call out to 911. I think that's something that the board wants to look at that in the future. It's not something I would recommend to have AED equipment in the trucks, only because of liability.
I think there's more liability of not being able to respond immediately.
I mean, we're not first responders. We're not. We're water operators, so we don't have that.
Wait until you can't breathe and you need an AED.
I know, but so what? So you go and you do that, and you do it wrong, or you end up injuring the person. And again, if you don't have that consent, you open up a huge liability for the district.
Okay, let's move on. If we want to talk about this some more, let's put it on the agenda for another meeting.
Okay, all right, moving on. So the capital improvement projects, Marlin Court project is completed. It was a long haul, but it was completed and we're done. Final payment has been made to the contractor. And expenses that we incurred by the contractor not fulfilling the contract, we've been reimbursed for those as well. So I finally do have a final project cost was $311,800.90. Pending was $290,000. After another review of the contract and taking credit for what the district accomplished, that final contract is going to come in at $274,000.
Janine, so, about 300 feet of AC pipe have to be removed, or was it? Could they abandon it in place?
No, it's Clackamas County, so it was removed. That's required of Clackamas County. If it was in Lake Oswego proper, we could have abandoned it.
Okay.
So, again, I credit the water operators being out there. Very good notes, daily notes. We were able to prove what was and was not done. And, you know, their diligence and staying on top of everything saved the district almost $50,000. And so that $50,000 is half of a SCADA system at Well One. The River Grove Elementary water main replacement project is officially closed. We accepted it back on the 17th of August in 2023. You'll see that the performance bond was returned, as well as the security deposit, less our expenses. And we did have an expense when the contractor on a weekend was excavating in an area that was locate had expired. And he hit the main, caused damage, as well as tore out a customer service line. So we recouped those expenses as well back for the district. I do want to, I didn't mean to gloss over, and I want the board fully aware of that. So on the Marlin Court project, because there were such flagrant violations, there is an active OSHA investigation. You'll see that I had addressed the letter and gave board members a copy of that. We've all been interviewed, and I know that there are two OSHA investigations, one against Look Construction, one against HLD Contracting. I'm not sure if one was opened up against the district. I had to provide a lot of documents, a lot of training documents to certify that we're doing monthly safety training, as well as contracts, the plans. I had to give them a lot of things and only had 3 days to do that. I think they do that, as well as our training plans, and we were good on all of that. I think they do that so you don't have time to, like, build a training program or a safety program or come up with, you know, letters or anything like that. So everything they asked for us, we were 100% in compliance, and I think I answered them within 24-hour business day. So that's pending, and I have not heard anything back. But I do believe there's going to be a formal letter given to the district. We did file a complaint with the state contractors, construction contracting board for HLD Contracting. And I've provided statements on that, and I haven't heard anything back on that.
They tend to be kind of slow.
So I just wanted to make sure that I did not gloss over that, and the board is aware that there's an active OSHA investigation.
Good.
For the SCADA, I contacted three engineering companies, sent over a proposal for SCADA, and I haven't heard back from anyone. So other than the bid that we got from Control Systems Northwest, I don't have anything to present. Hopefully I'll have something by next month, and if I don't, then I guess we're going to regroup and see how we're going to move forward.
The budget, see if we can phase it or something.
Correct. The Resilient Backbone Asbestos Cement Pipe Replacement Program is kicking in. I've done all of the loan paperwork that I've had to do. Chair Roth needs to sign a lot of things before you all leave tonight. There's signature cards I need signed, and that has to be done by the end of this week. It's actually suspensed, and we only have 30 days to get it all in, and I'm still waiting for our lawyers to do their I provided them a letter that they've reviewed it, etc., and I'm waiting for that to come back. So that's started, and
so the engineering is underway now on this project?
I'm taking care of all the financing, and engineering will start next month.
Okay.
And that would be it for the main.
This says July 1st.
Right. We had problems with the Marlin Court, so we're behind. The district is behind from the Marlin Court project about 6 weeks. So we put an extra, a lot of extra time on Kyle as well, a lot of responsibilities. And oh, by the way, we got recouped for all of that. The expenses the district incurred for for Look Construction not fulfilling their part of the contract amounted to almost $7,000. So we're going to start that when I get back from vacation. That's the agreement that I've worked with Kyle.
So the completion dates will also be slipping then?
No, I think that we can still meet that. I don't think any slippage is required on anything. I think that we're pretty well.
Bid date about the 1st of February.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Did anybody have any questions on the balance sheet? Or the revenue expense, anything on the financials?
Nope, everything looked good. Thanks for presenting the bills paid too.
Yep. And then when I go in to log in that check that we got from Look Construction, some of these account classifications, of course, will drop down because they are picking up our engineering expenses we had and a legal expense when I had to get the lawyers involved. So all that was recouped to the district. And as I told Chair Roth in the past, and I tell the board, I'm not going to be here forever. So I know that we're not going to probably partner with developers anymore, but you may have a project where, you know, we have the sidewalk project coming up that we're going to talk about. Keep that contract. That is a solid contract. We paid for that, and it has served us well now in two separate occasions. I used the DMAR project, Tamara Avenue project, where it helped us. I don't want to get into contractors' names on that. And now this recent one on Marlin. That's it, unless anyone has any questions on the general manager's area.
Any questions for Janine?
Yeah, I have two.
Yeah, go for it.
So first one, the River Grove Elementary School, the water main replacement project, there were no objections to the charges that were presented to the school district with the partial refund?
No.
Okay, I was just curious. And then the...
It's hard to refute when everything you got in your package, they got. So yeah. They got the emergency on-call ticket. And again, that's why we're very meticulous when we respond to emergencies. So mm-hmm. It's hard to.
Yeah. No, I did great documentation. That. I was just, you know.
Yeah. No, didn't hear anything back from them.
Okay. That's all I had.
Okay. Any other questions on the report? Okay, well done, Jean. Let's go to unfinished business.
Okay, this is just an oral briefing. I pretty much covered it. Russ will be here at the next meeting, open it up at 4:30 to present the board the annual audit for 2023-24. I did reach out to three engineering companies for a proposal for our SCADA upgrade and have not heard back. And I gave them until the end of the month, but I thought I would have heard something back. I will be going on vacation. I will leave tomorrow and won't be back until September 11th, but I will check email. So hopefully I'll have something to brief at the next board meeting.
September 11th, that's always an auspicious date.
It's shutoffs, and I need to help with shutoffs and to walk through that process. Okay. And that's it for unfinished business, Commissioner Johnson.
Okay, let's do new business then.
All right, so you'll notice in your new business, I was contacted by Mr. Vandenberg from the Lake Oswego School District regarding a sidewalk. I think since the school, from my understanding, since the school got completed, they've had parents, just interested citizens, on why there wasn't a sidewalk put in. So there's an initiative, as you can see, where they want to put a sidewalk across from the school. That's the location that they want. I'm so sorry, excuse me. And so he reached out to us to see what our take would on that would be, what it would involve. So walked the area several times. I took Jason out as well. He had him walk it. So our assessment is 19 customer meter boxes would be impacted. If they're not relocated, they would at least need to be upgraded from their current concrete style to traffic rated boxes to handle the pedestrian traffic. There's no way you would get by for that, even for safety, using the concrete rated ones. The two fire hydrants would be impacted, and I would strenuously be opposed if they poured the 3x3 pad, which is required by Lake Oswego, around the fire hydrants or included them anywhere in the walk path. That would make any future upgrades, repairs very costly and difficult for us. And then the air vacuum release valve, that's brand new. That was installed as part of the water main replacement when the AC was removed. That would have to be relocated. I did just very quick back of the napkin calculations for them to provide them what type of expenses they would be looking at, and sent that back last Thursday on the 15th and haven't heard back yet. So I know that
A lot of costs.
There are a lot of costs. And again, I did not commit for the board. The board needs to make that decision, but I did put my opinion in that when you all do deliberate on your projects within our boundaries, you consider the benefits for the entire district, and to this is definitely geared toward a single-purpose initiative. So the cost on this, because I added everything up, that's a SCADA system. So
why didn't they do this when they were doing all that work out there in the first place?
Don't know.
I mean, what I question is, like, the air vacuum release valve is brand new and was just installed.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and this was based on the district's design and requirements, right?
Correct.
I mean, they designed it, the district reviewed it and approved of it.
Correct. And these aren't the fire hydrants I'm talking about. They're not the fire hydrants that are on the school site, on the school property. These are across the street, and these are older hydrants. And I even thought about putting in there on number 4 the cost of relocating the hydrants if one of them got damaged. And so you're looking at right now about $5,200 to $5,800 per hydrant, depending on the buried depth. But for a new hydrant, I feel comfortable $5,200 to $5,800. And then that's not even the cost of the excavation and the installing. And on that, again, based on buried depth, you were probably looking at another $26,000,
$30,000. You know, in my career, in my experience, this kind of stuff happens a lot. And
yeah.
A lot of jurisdictions have street moratoriums. They repave a street, you're not going to do anything for 3 years.
Or you repave the whole
right.
thing.
Or you pave the whole thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a very severe deterrent. It's almost humorous how often this happens. People start looking at that street that hasn't been looked at closely. Is it McVeigh?
McEwen,
excuse me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been looked at closely in generations, probably. Announcing, oh, by the way, and that's what this is.
Well, you know,
by the way,
the CPO has been talking about a trail, you know, on the school site all the way to 65th for 20 years.
I've been appointed to the Transportation Advisory Board for the city. So, yeah, we get to approve all those proposals now.
So I think the traffic rated boxes, those are tier 15 fiberglass boxes, right, that are set to grade. And those would be in the sidewalk, and they'd be they'd have the, you know, non-slip finish on them. So
are those H20 rated, the fiber ones?
For even like a pedestrian or a residential driveway area, I mean, tier 15 is typically fine.
Well, okay, so you're out of the traveled way then. You're up on the sidewalk. Okay.
So I think, well, discussion for another time on our design and construction standards with meter boxes and paved areas. But so would the school district's contractor perform this work on the district's behalf, or would we go adjust our facilities and have the district pay for it?
You know what I know. The only thing I got was this email dated the 7th of August. They're looking at this. They're trying to do it they're trying to get a grant or something like that. You know, as far as I know, there was no plans for me to look at, as I said in there.
Sure.
And this was just a hypothesis that I went out and said, okay, this is what you're going to do. So this is very infant
back
stage.
Back of an envelope stage.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
If this becomes a real project, I would strongly recommend that we hire our own contractor and do all the work ourselves.
That would be for the board to vote on, and I would bring it to the board based on if they reach back out.
Well, I think we need to get the question of control. This is a lot of our infrastructure here.
Yeah, I mean, generally it's easier to hold your own contractor accountable to your design and construction standards than it is to hold someone else's contractor.
Yep.
So,
okay, well, let's wait and see what they come back with, and
continuing story.
We'll take it on when it, thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next one is the legislative liaison.
Yeah, you want to talk about that or
I don't.
Larry?
It's
Larry, you
want to
go ahead, Larry.
Well, this is something that first came to my consciousness. Grant and I had a conversation out in the parking lot after our last meeting. And then I had a pretty lengthy conversation last week with Chair Roth. And I think I'm bold enough to put words in their mouths, but they both said this is something that we should probably consider doing. My growing concern, I admit I lose sleep over this sometimes because I'm a water engineer. This is my bread and butter, and I'm supposed to be retired. We have, after this Charles Road project is completed, we still have, Jenny, let me put words in your mouth, about 60% of our system will still be asbestos. 64%. And I have a colleague on my ASCE board of direction, lives up in Medina, up near Seattle, and he had a 6-inch AC water line in front of his house fail catastrophically. He was out of his house for 6 months, major reconstruction, repair, cleanup, and the city of Medina still hasn't replaced the water line. They have a temporary repair on it. The accident happened about 9 months ago, and we are in a similar situation to they were, and AC pipe doesn't get stronger with age, it gets weaker. When it was a pipe that was used a lot and there was design standards, it was figured to have a 50-year useful life. I think we have pipe that's approaching 70 years of age now. And this pipe needs to go away and be replaced with
that line.
That's one way of looking at it, yeah. So I've been pushing in a couple of different directions. One is to, let's hire, put out an RFP, and I don't know if that's on the agenda tonight or not, get a grant writer and pursue grants to for the tune of, $7-8 million, something like that, Janine, if we were to do it in the next year or so, and replace all the pipe. One big project, go and blow, and it's done, and you don't have to. Well, I will certainly sleep better when that happens. Okay, that's one track. Another track is to go the legislative route, both state and federal. I have a personal friend who's a state legislator, and he said, I talked with him. The Oregon section of ASCE rolled out their infrastructure report card 2 weeks ago, and our national president came out for it, and I hosted her in our house for 3 days, and it was a good deal. There is some possibility of getting a person, I'm going to be considered a private bill through the state legislature for the kind of money we're talking about, say $8 million, choose a number. And but you're competing with everything else going on in the state and all these more much more marginal communities, although part of our district is pretty marginal too. Pardon me. I don't want to lose my train of thought here. But the more likely route would be go federal with our representative, and apparently our district has two representatives.
Yep.
The canal is the dividing line.
Yes.
Which in this case might be a benefit. It doubles our chances of getting maybe get them both sponsored. Right now, one's an R and one's a D. That'd be there may be this may be something that they could come together and want to support. And so what I'm suggesting is I have a fair amount of experience in legislative affairs. I've attended the legislative fly-in that ASCE sponsors for four of the last 5 years, and I'll probably go this next year, probably in February. But what I would like to do is become this board's representative, and if anybody else wanted to work with me, I'd be happy to do that. But I have more time than I think most of you other folks do. I would start at the local level with both our local Oregon representatives and our U.S. House of Representatives at the local offices, and just meet and greet them and tell them, here's our issue, here's what we're looking for, and see if I can get a sponsorship going for a private bill. The only thing I would need that would be a cost to do that is I need to get with our engineer, RH2, and prepare a couple of exhibits. One would be a very deep, and they probably have all this already, Janine, but dumb it down a little bit so legislators, who are not the brightest people always, one or two are, but it's readily understandable. Even after, now we have a letter in our current rate study says don't take out any more debt. I agree with that. So what other source do we have? We need a grant or a special legislation. And I don't know what the board wants to do about hiring a grant writer. I think that's an avenue that should be pursued. But this would be separate from that on its own track. And I guess I would need to be authorized to be the district's representative to make these contacts, talk to these people. I've done nothing so far on this. I wouldn't step out. I don't want to get it over the tips of my skis on this. I want the board to clearly understand what we want to do. But I would report back. It could be a continuing item on our agenda, and I'll let you know exactly who I've talked to, what I need to do. I will point out there's probably a likelihood of having to go back to Washington, D.C. at some point. That's the way these things typically go. But, you know, I go back to Washington, D.C. once or twice a year. It's $1,000 or so, airfare and a hotel room for a night or two. It's not a huge expense. I would never bill the district for any professional time. I would donate my professional time. So, what say you folks?
Hey, I think, fire away. I think we, you know, the sooner that we start to work on this, the more we see
what's
going on.
This is a journey, not a destination. Just
exactly.
Take a couple of years.
And this is one route. I still think we should be thinking about a grant writer, too, and taking them both on. But this is a good start. And you know, between you and Grant, we've got good technical, you know, basis here to move on. I mean, I've done a lot of legislative stuff, but not in this world. I'm a land use planner, not an engineer. So I would support this. It's, you know, I trust you to be checking in with the board, and that's really important. You know, I my only concern is not a concern about us doing this. Is just, you know, as soon as they hear the name Lake Oswego, you know, why you guys don't need any money, but that's something we've got to be prepared
to
respond to.
River
yeah.
Grove.
Yeah,
River
yeah.
Water,
we're the poor
like
side of town,
street.
I know. So, yeah. And actually, we've got as much out in the county as we do, probably even more out in the county than in the city. So,
yeah.
So I support it. I don't know what the rest of the
thank you. Grant, I think you're on board with this thing.
Yeah, no, I think that if you're willing to invest the time in it, you know, we definitely look for regular updates as an agenda item for the board meeting to see what your progress is. And kind of, you know, I'd be very interested in what the temperature is with local representatives on this. I know that their hands are pretty full with stuff.
Of course.
This is something I think that, you know, they don't hear a lot of, and it would be good to, you know,
We have to work. We have to put our story together and tell it, mm-hmm. and we have to tell it. And like, well, geez, you know, things could happen. Really bad things could happen if we don't mm-hmm. do nothing. Is not an option, and I truly believe that.
Well, especially if we combine this with the planning for increased density and planning for the future growth.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to have much future growth, according to what our engineer says. But it's just the growth. It's what's here now is the problem. We have what 4,400 people, souls that rely on us for water. Mm-hmm. We are literally one major water main break from bankrupting the district. And then what do we do? Mm-hmm. What do you do then? I want to head that off. I don't want that to happen.
So, do we have any motion for this resolution?
Yeah.
Proposal, not a resolution.
Well, I got a resolution number at the top here.
No, that's the next one.
Oh, that's the jeez.
So,
never mind.
I guess for us to move this forward, do we need to formally define this in terms of what your roles and responsibilities would be, and adopt a resolution to appoint you to that? Or
I would like some form of authority.
Okay.
And I think you all know me. I think I'm pretty honorable. People tell me I am.
I think this is not unlike if we were authorizing someone to be a liaison with the city council or be a liaison mm-hmm. with it, you know, so on. And, you know, it's not giving Larry any authority to make any ultimate decisions. He's still going to come back here. But I say the motion, you know, the motion would be something to the effect to authorize Larry to start to work on, you know, to represent the special legislation to investigate the, you know, funding of, you know, replacement, okay. something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, and to replace all AC pipe in our system.
Okay, well, I move that we appoint Larry to be a legislative liaison to explore grant opportunities for infrastructure replacement of our existing AC pipe system.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Well worded, my friend. Okay.
I better abstain since I'm a benefited party.
I mean, you don't appreciate any personal benefit from this, Larry.
You're not getting paid.
You can vote for yourself for it.
You're not getting paid or anything.
You guys
so
okay with that?
I'm okay. I'm perfectly okay with it.
Okay.
So all in favor, say aye.
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 It's unanimous. Okay, now the resolutions. I saw this page and I figured it was just blank, so I thought the resolution was attached to it. Sorry.
Thank you,
that.
Folks. I think this
no,
is
thank
a,
you. This,
this
is,
yeah. this is the first big step. And what you have just authorized me to do is I will be reaching out to Kyle at our about getting these exhibits pulled together. And so, Janine, there'll be a small charge, I'm sure Kyle will tell us. But
okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's
I'm not asking him to create anything new. I think he's got all the information I think we need.
Okay.
And I'll share copies of these with you folks when they're created.
Okay, that'd be great. We know that you're going to be efficient with your time, so I don't have any concerns.
Thanks, Grant.
Plus, it doesn't cost anything anyways.
Right.
thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking
We are lucky to be able
thank
to take this
we on. Have a signing ceremony for a major...
It's good to be proactive for a change. Mm-hmm. Okay, resolution 2024.
Oh.
Just a
This is the standard resolution. This relates to the financing contract. So mm-hmm. anybody Absolutely. Have any questions of Janine of this?
Janine, could you just brief us what, again, how much money and all that?
As the resolution says, it's
oh,
for
minute,
the loan is $2,772,980. We're getting it at a 2.6% interest rate. And $280,000 is eligible for principal forgiveness. I put all the details in here.
Okay,
and,
I see it now.
Mm-hmm. And it's just...
I'm sorry, I tried to download this today and the internet was down.
We've been talking about this off and on for a long time. So is there any other questions?
Can I just have
a quick minute?
No problem.
This is just one document included in the whole package we have to submit for the financing.
So I guess we have Chris's name here in the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Should it just say that, like, since Jim's acting as chair? It has to be her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because of the signature cards. If for some reason Chair Roth is no longer the chair, it'll have to be redone. And that's fine.
Okay.
It happens.
I say I have to sign too. Okay.
Well, I move that we approve resolution 2024-05 is presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve resolution 2024-05. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Passes unanimously. Okay, I think that's it. So I think Janine has, we'll adjourn the meeting at 5:10. And I think we need to sign these, everyone. And the meeting's adjourned.